Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next half hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Messengers, Bobby Taylor of the Vancouvers, the Daz Band, Kim Weston, Stoney and Meatloaf, the Fantastic Four, Rockwell, and R. Dean Taylor. Well, first up this half hour, the Messengers in a catchy tune, That's the Way a Woman Is, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Motown memory from the Dazz Band, Let It Whip. An average number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1982, Dazz stands for Danceable Jazz, and they had 3 charting songs. Before that, Bobby Taylor and the McCoovers and Does Your Mama Know About Me, reaching number 29 from 1968. Thomas Chong played guitar on that, but you know him better as part of the comedy team as Cheech and Chong. They had 3 singles all in 1968. And we start with The Messengers, their only charting song, That's the Way a Woman Is, number 62 from 1971, and The Messengers resided in Milwaukee. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists.
Well, coming up, a solo artist that was great in her own right, but didn't really have any breakout hits, and that artist is Kim Weston. The song, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. Well, Kim was born Agatha Weston in Detroit, Michigan, and she was signed to Motown Records in 1961, scoring a minor hit with a song called Love Me All The Way, reaching number 88 in the United States Billboard charts and number 24 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, her biggest solo hits with Motown is the song coming up, Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While, and also the song called Helpless. Well, Take Me In Your Arms was also recorded by the Isley Brothers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and the Doobie Brothers, who had a bigger hit with it. Kim Weston's biggest claim to fame was singing the classic hit It Takes Two with Marvin Gaye in 1966. Well, Kim Weston left Motown in 1967 and later sued the label over disputes about royalties. She and her then-husband, William Mickey Stevenson, both went to MGM Records, and she cut a couple of singles for MGM, but her career never really went anywhere. Well, here she is, a great song, Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While, Kim Weston, right here on Motown.
Take me in your arms, hold me for a little while. Hey, baby, I know you're leaving me behind. I'm seeing you, darling, for the very last time. Show what a tenderness before you go. Please let me feel your embrace once more. Take me in your arms, rock me a little while. Hold me, darling, rock me a little while. We all must feel heartache sometimes. Right now, I'm feeling mine. I'm trying my best to be strong. I'm not able. I'm like a helpless child left in a
I'm never ever gonna change your ways. I think you had your eyes, but you
Memories with Tom Fallon.
There's just something about you. I simply adore. This is what keeps us together and makes my love for you grow. Oh, oh, oh. I found more joy in you, my darling, than I could ever find in any other girl. And I wouldn't trade it, oh no, for nothing in this world, babe. Should ever choose another, it will shatter all of my dreams. But my love will still pour for you, darling, pour like water from a flowing stream. Oh, oh, if you should ever leave me, it will surely, surely, surely grieve me. And I wouldn't wanna without the love you give. Cause I need you badly.
Baby, baby, I need you badly.
I love you, love
baby,
you, love
baby,
you, love
baby,
you, love you madly.
Love
you, baby. Ooh, they say that love comes and goes just like the morning sun. But I love you so much more, my darling, than anybody could ever love anyone. Baby, baby, come closer, just a little bit closer, and let me whisper in your ear. Baby,
darling, I love you today more than I did yesterday, but not half as much as I love you tomorrow.
You've got everything, everything, everything I've been searching for. And I'm so faithful, so very faithful, I won't have to look no more. Cause I found more joy in you, my darling, than I have ever found in any other girl. And I wouldn't trade it, oh no, for nothing in this world, baby.
Baby, baby, I love you,
I love you, love you, love you, love you, madly.
The Fantastic Four with I Love You Madly, and they reached number 56 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1968. The Fantastic Four had 5 charting 45s altogether. Before that, What You See Is What You Get, Stoney and Meatloaf, only reached number 71 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1961, but it was the first charting song for Meatloaf. Meatloaf's real name was Marvin Lee Addey, and Stoney was Cheryl Murphy. And we started with Kim Weston and Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, and her version of that great song reached number 50 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, a man by the name of Rockwell, who was really Kennedy Gordy, Berry Gordy's son, and Somebody's Watching Me, right here on Motown Memories.
Watching. Who's watching me?
I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
With his only top 40 song, Indiana Wants Me, and they reached number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1970, Ardeen Taylor was both the writer and producer for Motown all through the 1960s. And we started with Rockwell and Somebody's Watching Me, and they reached number 2 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1984. Rockwell was Kennedy Gordy, Berry Gordy Jr.'s son. He had 2 singles in 1984, and Michael Jackson sang backup vocals in this song. For this half hour, we featured lesser-known Motown artists.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.